Actually, I'm asking you to hold on to this straw today and see if we can get some good insights about various aspects of our faith. Okay? Let's see if we can have some fun doing that. I suspect that if you handed the straw to a teenager these days and you asked him or her to say, well, what life lesson can you learn out of this straw? They might say something like, life sucks. And by that, you see, they use that word today to mean it stinks. That's all that word means, okay? And that would be their way of saying, well, life stinks. And no, that's not exactly what we mean. That we won't be so negative, okay? The world has enough whining. The world has enough negativity. We Christians have a lot more positive things to say about faith today. Let's see what some of those things are. First of all, I ask you to keep the straw really straight, and look through the straw, okay? Look at something through the straw. And I ask you to look around at an object or look at me or something like that. How much do you see? Very little, right? Not much. What was that? Somebody's looking at my bald spot back here, huh? All right. I would like to propose that your view of reality and all that there is out there to see in the world is that limited. It is that small. It really is. You can't see much of anything, can you? Looking through a straw. What can we understand from that? Your vision of the world is really that limited. There is a vast ocean of things and people and places and forces at work in the world and sciences and knowledges and institutions, just a ton of things out there. And you and I can only view or comprehend just a spoonful of that ocean at a time. Not much. I mean, if you were to go and read a university catalog and just read all of the degrees that are offered, all the things that are to be studied out there, how would you possibly pick one to study? And could you possibly learn everything about just one discipline for one degree? Could you possibly get all the degrees that are available in a university? Well, you say, no, there's just no way. I'm only going to get a little bit here in life. We think we are so knowledgeable. We think we have seen it all, but there is this enormous body of truth out there, and you and I only grab a fraction at a time. There's so much more to experience, so much more to know than you know or experience already. We're limited in our time. We're limited in our space. We're limited in our mental capacity. And in the whole grand scheme of the planet Earth, you and I and our little minds are very, very small. Then there's beyond planet Earth. That's just Earth now. Beyond there, there's this whole ginormous universe out there. You're familiar with the Hubble telescope? It has been going around the Earth for years now. It's a fantastic machine. It scans the sky, the universe out there, and can see way, way deep in the space. Did you know that in any given moment, the Hubble telescope can only see about as much as the sky as about you can see looking through this straw? Okay? And yet, within that tiny space of the universe, the Hubble telescope sees thousands of galaxies and thousands of star systems and thousands of dust clouds and fantastic things that are out there in the universe. It just blows our mind that there's so much more to see, but Hubble's only looking at a little bit of piece of the sky at a time. No matter how smart, how old, how experienced you are, it's still that limited. So the straw ought to make us feel humble, okay? And true humility will find us confessing our limitations. We say, Lord, I just don't know it all. And you know, that's the first step in your faith formation, is to confess to God your limitations and to say, you know, I understand very little, Lord. What do we have to do with the rest of everything that is out there? We just have to trust God with it. And what does Hebrews 11:1 say that Tom read for us a little while ago? What does it say about faith? Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. You see a little, and you know that. God sees the rest, and you just have to trust Him with it. Well, what else can we learn from a straw? What do we use a straw for? Besides spitball battles, what do we use a straw for? You put it in a bottle, you put it in a can or a carton or something like that. You reach places that you cannot reach on your own, right? That's what a straw is good for. It can pull the contents of the bottle out and reach your mouth, and you're able to enjoy it, right? But it can reach places that you can't reach on your own. Faith helps us reach places we can't reach on our own. There's knowledge that we cannot reach on our own, but God brings to us by, as repeated over and over again in Hebrews 11, by faith. By faith, so-and-so did such-and-such. By faith, so-and-so did this and did that. By faith, over and over again in that chapter. It is amazing. We Christians don't say that we know God and we know about God because we figured it out, because we created the rationality to discover God. We don't say that at all. We say that the only way we know anything about God or what God is like is because He has revealed Himself to us. We don't actually know anything by faith. Believing that what God has demonstrated in the world, what God has done, show us His power, His love in action, and that's how we understand what God is like. But it's through faith, helping us to reach something that's not reachable on our own. Take, for instance, what happens to you after you die? Is there anything beyond this life? Is there a heaven? Is there a hell? Is there an afterlife? How do you know something like that? Can you prove that there is anything beyond death? No, you can't prove it, but you can know that it is real by faith. Faith can bring heaven to us, even though we can't see it. This summer, it was about a week or two after my wife's mother had passed away, that our little 3.5-year-old grandson was in the backyard, and he looked around for a moment, and he said, "Hey, where's Nana?" He suddenly missed his great-grandmother, Nana. He said, "Where's Nana?" And before anybody could really answer him, he said, "Oh, yeah, I forgot. She went to heaven to be with Pawpaw." And you say, well, how simple and how childish. Hey, but it really doesn't get any more sophisticated for us than that. Doesn't matter how old you are or how smart you are. That's the bottom line. Even a 3.5-year-old can get it and understand it and realize a reality that he can't see, but he knows is real. By faith. By faith. And when you know that, what does that bring you? It brings you peace. Peace. I think another faith lesson we can draw from this straw is that we can be conduits of blessings to others. I mean, a straw carries a liquid from one location to another. It is a transportation device, is it not? Not very sophisticated, but it works to bring the stuff from here over to where you want it, over here. And you and I are meant to be conveyors of blessings and insights and faith and understanding to other people around us. You see, Jesus gave us this job. He says, that's what I want you guys to get out there and do. Go out into all the world and you teach and you baptize and you make disciples and show them all about me, okay? And by the way you live, you show them who I am and what kind of God I am like, okay? And that is what we are to bring to people. And by faith, we can do that for others. Just as a straw can lift the contents of a bottle, so our faith and our lives can lift people out of their confusion, out of their worry, and out of their despair. So we sing such songs in church as, "Make me a channel of blessings today." That's a good song, real good song. Make me a channel of blessings today, Lord. Your straw can help you remember that we do that. You know, Jesus said in the Gospel of John, he said, you know, just as Moses lifted up the serpent on a stick in the wilderness that the people of Israel might be healed, so the Son of Man is raised up that I might draw all people to myself. That's what the cross of Jesus Christ is all about, to draw people out of their sins and into God's love and heaven. So that's your job and mine too, to help draw people out of their despair and all the bad things that go along with not knowing God. Are you drawing people to Jesus today? You should be living in such a way that you're doing that. There's also something very important to remember about a straw. I ask you this question: what happens if a straw has a hole in it? Does it work? Does it work? If you puncture this straw, put a hole in it on the side, will it work? And how many holes would you have to put in the straw before it doesn't work? Just one can render it inoperable. Now, what if your faith has a lot of holes in it? Can it bring you the blessings that God wants you to have? It's a whole lot harder, isn't it? According to the book of James, if a person is double-minded or doubting, that is, they're waffling back and forth in their faith, sometimes trusting God and sometimes not, what the book of James says is God can't do anything great for that person, and God can't do anything great with that person because they're doubting. They've got holes in their faith. Okay? And in his letters to the Christian believers, Paul was constantly having to point out the holes that they had in their Christian lives, and they really ought to work on. They really ought to patch up. The letters to the Corinthians are a prime example of that. You talk about a church that had holes in it. They had all sorts of problems that were keeping them from being effective in the ways that God wanted them to be effective. And Paul said, you need to do something about that hole right there in your fellowship and in your faith. Because if you don't, you are lousy witnesses to the unbelievers around you. Jesus said that God wants us to be holy. That's H-O-L-Y, okay? Not holy, H-O-L-E-Y. Can you follow me on the spelling here, okay, right? Not too hard. He wants us to be holy. Did you know what the word holy means? It really means complete or whole. W-H-O-L-E, that kind of whole. Jesus said God wants us to be holy, that is, complete, whole. But sin punctures that wholeness, that completeness, and ruins it, and therefore ruins our Christian witness. If you exhibit a bad temper and you spout angry words at people, well, that puts a hole in your faith. That puts a hole in your witness. If you are unfaithful to your marriage partner, what does that say to the rest of the world about your Savior? What does it say about faithfulness? It says a whole lot that's just wrong. If you steal things in direct violation of God's instructions not to steal, no one's going to give a rip about what you say about Jesus or about God. They could care less, no matter how profound you are, how eloquent you are. Well, I mean, stealing, that would just undercut everything you have to say. It would be a hole in your straw. You know, just make sure your straw doesn't have holes in it, okay? And if you got some holes, then you know what you need to work on. And I'm going to offer one more little faith insight here today as to a life of faith, and that is this. Hey, you notice on this straw the little part that looks like an accordion? What's that for? So you can bend that straw, right? Bend your straw today, okay? Hey, did you drop it? Did you lose it already? Doggone it, I gave you that straw. This would tell us, be flexible, all right? Be flexible in your faith. If your faith, well, look, about a straw. Okay, if you just have a straight straw and you're trying to lie in bed and drink something, you're probably going to pour something on yourself, right? Why do they make flexible straws? So you can bend that little rascal and it'd be much more useful to drink something when you're trying to lie down, right? Makes it much more effective. The same holds true for your faith, okay? Being flexible. What was the first lesson that we read, got today from the straw was, yeah, we don't know much. We can't see much at any given time. So why, if we see so little, do we act as if we know everything? We got about maybe at best through life about 10% of the facts about something, but we have 100% opinion. Isn't that funny? Have you ever noticed that sometimes you were dead set against something, totally against it, but then you learned more and you found out more information and then you were for it? Or something you supported 100% you were sure was just a great thing to do, hey, you found out more information about that and you experienced more of it, and then you say, no, I'm against that. Have you ever changed your mind? I know there's a lot of women here today, and I know that you've changed your minds, and we guys do it too. That's a mark of maturity, is it not? Didn't you change your mind because you believe that what you learned later made your response more effective? It did. It did. You were flexible. Now, I know there are certain things that all of us need to hold fast to. We will not compromise on. We will not change. There are some really important things in life that we shouldn't change at all. But there's plenty. There's a whole lot of other stuff that you need to be flexible on. Open to more information. A whole lot of issues, a whole lot of things that we can talk about and argue about in life. But we do much better to be flexible and realize we got more to learn. We can grow. We can understand more. So, boys and girls, have we had fun today with our straws? Gave you something to do, right? Well, and something to hang on to while we were doing that. Have you learned some good lessons today from the straw? Well, hopefully some good things about faith. What? Life is huge and truth is enormous. You and I can only see a little bit of it at a time, so don't get too smart, Alec, about how smart you are. Be humble. And then faith helps us to reach places that we can't reach on our own, right? And also that we are meant to be conduits of blessings, bringing God's blessings to other people. That's what you and I are to be. And this straw, your faith, won't be very good if it has a hole or holes in it. So patch those holes of sin that are in your life today. And finally, be flexible. Since you don't know and you don't understand everything, you still have a lot to learn. Stay open, stay inquisitive, stay ready to receive and respond to new truth. I ask you to take this straw home with you today, and when you take it out of your pocket, or you take it out of your pocketbook, or however you carry it home, behind your ear or whatever, think about some aspect of your faith. And maybe something God said to you today about it.